This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour. 100 days on, Prof Songa charts MUT's vision forward and Mexico kicks off World Cup with a 2-0 win over depleted Bafana. The time is 1 minute past nine. Good morning. The MUT stakeholders and staff are together at Anniversary Lane today to mark the 100 days in office for Professor Rashila Songa, in the interim Vice Chancellor and Principal of Mangosuthu University of Technology. The occasion will reflect on a period characterized by purposeful leadership, enhanced stakeholder engagement and institutional renewal, while noting early advances towards the Ignite 2030 vision. The commemoration will review progress achieved thus far and outline the strategic direction for the university's future development. In other news, Mexico opened their 2026 FIFA World Cup campaign with a 2-0 win over South Africa in Group A clash in Mexico City yesterday in a match defined by three red cards. The goal hosts took an early lead after dispossessing Pepe Lo Tole and finishing past Ronyon Williams, setting the tone for a dominant first half display in which Mexico repeatedly threatened to extend the advantage. The South Africa struggled to create chances and their task became harder when Sitole was sent off early in the second half for a fall in midfield. A second half header doubled Mexico's lead and eased pressure from the home crowd. Closing stages saw further dismissals, with Themba Zwane sent off for South Africa's following VAR review and a Mexico defender receiving a red card for denying a goal-scoring opportunity. Despite the ill-tempered finish, the victory gives Mexico a strong start in a group that also includes South Korea. And finally, the Grammy Award-winning artist Tyler performed the South African national anthem ahead of Bafana Bafana's 2026 FIFA World Cup opener against Mexico last night, though the broadcast left many viewers disappointed. FIFA had promoted the appearance prior to the match, raising expectations for a significant showcase of one of South Africa's biggest musical exports on a global stage. However, fans on social media expressed frustration at the limited screen time, noting that performance ended almost immediately after it began, with some joking that Tyler received less coverage than match officials. The reaction was not directed at the artist, with supporters expressing pride in seeing her represent the nation, but rather at the broadcast production, which was criticized for reducing the moment to what viewers described as a brief teaser. Calls have since emerged online for a full replay or director cut of the performance as South Africans sought to properly mark the occasion. New money markets this morning. Gold led precious metals at $4,206.80 per ounce, up 2.26%, while platinum added 0.56% to $1,730.99. Brent crude rose 2.12% to $88.46 per barrel. That pressure shows at the pumps, with 93 unleaded at 26.52 cents and 95 at 26 rand 63 cents per liter inland. The rand traded at 16 rand 29 cents to the dollars. Experts suggest using money market funds to manage fuel cost instead of raiding long-term savings. A recap of the top stories this hour. 100 days on, Prof Songza charts MUT's vision forward, and Mexico kicks off World Cup with a 2-0 win over depleted Bafana. That is all for me this hour. Catch your next news bulletin at 10 o'clock. Reporting live on MUT Radio News Desk, I am Kagazile Shinga.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.